The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Now, the Parramatta Eels, MG, we've spoken a little bit about them this week already.
Yep.
They will play a trial game tomorrow night against the Dragons. And it is a pleasure to welcome on. We love having new faces on the Rush Hour.
Yeah, new recruits, and especially from your old club.
Yeah.
We've had a few of them on lately.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on at the Titans, but it is a pleasure to welcome in this man. First time on the show, Keegan Hickgrave from the Parramatta Eels. G'day, Keegan.
Hey, lads. Thanks for having me.
You almost had a slip of the tongue there, Keegs. You were going to say from the Gold Coast Titans, because you've been firmly entrenched in there for a long time, mate, and they say that a change is as good as a holiday. How are you finding your time at Parramatta, mate?
I'm enjoying it. Yeah, I'm really liking it. I've got a good bunch of lads around me and a pretty good coaching staff. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
What's the biggest difference besides the traffic between Parramatta and the Gold Coast?
I'm still getting used to the traffic, that's for sure. I don't know. I was on the beach, pretty close to the beaches when I was in when I was on the Gold Coast, so it's probably taking me about a 30-40 minute drive to get to the beach now, but that's all right.
Yeah,
well, we had your old teammate JR in the studio last week, and he couldn't handle a 15-minute drive from his house in Maroubra to our studios here. So yours is a whole other challenge to get from. Are you living in Parramatta or near the ground, or where are you living?
Nah, I'm living a bit closer. I'm in Ryde, so I'm sort of halfway between the two.
No, that would still be a battle for someone who's grown up and lived their whole life on the Goldie to find the beach from Ryde. That is a test.
Yeah, I don't know what Jai's complaining about. He's got a
goal. Now, Keegs, you got this chance at Parramatta. Obviously, the Titans, and you wanted to part your ways and find different horizons. What's your 2020-21 goal this year? What do you, I suppose, firmly entrench yourself in the starting lineup would be one of them?
Yeah. My main goal this year is just to learn. I came into Parramatta with wanting to learn from Brad, and they had such a good, successful season last year. I want to be a part of that, and I want to win a premiership, and I want to have success with that club. So that's my main goal this year, is just to come in, learn as much as I can, and hopefully play some good footy.
Have you found Brett Arthur thus far?
Yeah, he's good. He's great. He's just what I want in a coach. He's nice and tough, which I think everyone knows. But he's so genuine, and he really cares about his players. That was the main thing that I got from him, when I first started training with him.
Now, you're renowned for a bit of a fire and brimstone type of player. You like to get amongst it. You like to get physical. Has BA had any chat to you about trying to curb that, or has he encouraged that?
Oh, I think I'm just competitive, and I think I'll say competitive. He encourages competitiveness, in training and when we're playing. So. I think if anything to, get 1 or 2% better, I think, he's more than happy to push that.
Do you feel a little bit quicker when you run around on Bankwest Stadium, Keegan? We've often thought that ground makes Parramatta a two-try better side. Do you feel faster out there?
It's fast. Hopefully I can get a couple more tries there this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the other thing that Sydney brings with it and joining a big club like Parramatta is media scrutiny and pressure. Have you noticed that since you've moved down from the Goldie?
Nah, I'm hoping just to fly under the radar. We've had a couple of media days, so it's sweet. I haven't really seen the scrutiny just yet. So, and hopefully I won't have to, but we'll see how we go.
From the outside looking in at the Parramatta Eels, Keegs, who's impressed you most? Who's the guy that you were really looking forward to? The playing alongside and watching him in the last 3 or 4 months at off season, you said, "Yep, I think he's going to have a massive year."
I think Clint Gutherson and Mitchell Moses, they're two of the senior players in the side, and I came in and they're just so welcoming, and they're such good trainers, and they've got such a good voice in the side. So I think they'll be the two leading us this year, and then we've got Reg and Junior up front and Brownie. Mm. We've got such quality in there, so. When you come into a side like this, you don't want to let anyone down. You sort of want to rise to that level. But yeah, I think Gutho and Mitchie, I think they're going to be leading from the front this year for sure.
Keegan, MG mentioned the way you go about your footy. You're a competitor. I imagine you and Nathan Brown have either got along famously or maybe had a couple of run-ins when you've had the contact sessions.
Nah, Brownie's a legend. He's the nicest dude ever. He's just a big teddy bear.
He is, isn't he? He really is. No, he is.
Was it Jake Friend that, I don't know if Jake Friend would agree with you, remember that tackle in Origin last year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Origin, mate. That's another story.
Brownie's great. Brownie's such a competitor during training. That's what you want. That's how you get the best out of players, so.
I asked the same question to your ex-teammate, Jai Arrow, about your old club. They've assembled a pretty decent forward pack this year with Tino and Fafita and SASA, and they've got a couple of backs, and Fogarty's a year on. And do you look back and go, well, you know, they're going to have a good year or a real good year?
I think they've got to have a good year with some of the recruitment they pulled in. It adds a bunch of pressure to the team. But you know, I think between Justin and the other coaching staff, they should be pretty successful this year.
And Keegan Hickray from the Parramatta Eels, we appreciate your time. It would be remiss of us to not let you go. A man like you, as hooked in on the Gold Coast as you are, having grown up there, knowing all the hideaways, nooks and crannies here to the ground, Cameron Smith, when does he start training for the Titans?
It's got to be soon. The season's just about to kick off, isn't it?
Good answer, Keegs. Good answer, mate.
Well, MG's brother's up there, and he's giving us donuts. So we got to try and find the sources from elsewhere.
Yeah, I've got no idea,
please. Mate, wish you all the best this year, mate. Absolutely. Happy to have we speak to you again on the show, and it's about how good you're going for the Parramatta Eels. Good luck, brother.
Thanks, lads. All the best.